From 99.9 The Fan, this is The Drive with Tim Donnelly. Sponsored by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at CapitalFinancialUSA.com.
The Drive with Tim Donnelly, 99.9 The Fan. It is time for Cop or Drop, the portion of the show where Dennis lines everything up. He tells me the biggest stories in sports, takes, guesses, everything. And I say whether I'm copping or dropping. Dennis, take it away.
All right. New guys playing tonight. Scott Morrow, Jackson Blake, Bradley Nadeau. All three of those guys are going to be playing
that
tonight.
That does seem like it should be backwards. Blake Jackson.
Blake Jackson.
Has a last name for a first name for a last name.
But Bradley Nadeau, Jackson Blake, Scott Morrow, all playing tonight for the Carolina Hurricanes. Scott Morrow's second game, Nadeau and Blake, their first games tonight in the NHL. Cop or drop, one of those three guys scores a goal.
Cop.
Yeah.
Pick
one. Who scores?
Nadeau.
Yeah.
They might each give up a goal too. Like, I think
very well.
I think they're going to be flying around, fresh legs, you know, shot out of a cannon, getting after it, trying to score that goal. Why not? Either you're playing Columbus, it's last game of the year. A bunch of the starters are on the bench. I wouldn't even expect like the Kuznetsovs, the Teravainens. Like, I don't even expect them to play, you know, 19 minutes on the ice. Let the young guys with the fresh legs get out there and get jiggy with it. So, one of them is going to find the back of the net. I think Nadeau.
It'd be awesome if all three of them scored.
Or what if it's two of them get the assist and the other scores and it's just the three of them all contribute?
That would actually be pretty dope.
Yeah, it'd be really cool.
That would actually
Morrow
be really
gets cool. A stop ahead to Blake. Blake in front, deflection by Nadeau. I'll let Maniscalco do the play-by-play.
Cop or drop, Canes in six.
Over
the Islanders.
So, like, that's specific?
That's specifically Canes and
dropping.
Six.
Dropping. Okay. Five.
Okay, Canes and five. I like this. I set you up for it.
Five. And that's just because one is a weird game. Bounces off a skate or something. Five. I think five is appropriate. Five's what it should be.
Okay.
And five's what it will be. They're the better team. Like, show it early. Leave no doubt. I almost said leave no prisoners. Either one, same vibe. Leave no doubt, leave no prisoners.
That's how you want to take this. I mean,
there is always that one guy before like a big game that's taken a little too seriously.
Yeah,
it's time to eat. It's time to kill. So, whoa.
Hey, it's
we want to play well too.
Yeah.
All right.
Simmer. Go take a lap.
You said leave no doubt. I said leave no prisoners. Okay. All right. I'll be on the other side of the locker room. Put my headphones on.
All right, next one up here on Cop or Drop. So it was reported that Rory McIlroy, this is according to a London newspaper, that Rory McIlroy was offered $850 million as well as an equity stake to join LIV Golf. Rory McIlroy denied that report that was published by a London newspaper and said he plans to finish his career on the PGA Tour. Cop or Drop, that we will in the next 10 years see a LIV PGA merger.
Merger's not the word.
Okay.
So I'm dropping merger.
Okay.
I think at one point one of them will, like an acquisition.
Okay. Absorb the other.
Yeah. I don't like, to me, a merger is like ExxonMobil. Like, we're not going to see PGA LIV.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But I do think all of the players will be playing on the same tour again. I hope it's the PGA Tour. I hope they retain the history so you can continue measuring against eras. But I don't see them ever working together in harmony. Could there be some kind of weird back end, the money mixes, maybe? But I don't see like the actual golf being merged, just because merge probably isn't the right word.
Okay, but you see maybe the two of them joining in some way, shape, or form.
Or
whether it's like one buys the other.
Being allowed back in if they XYZ. Like, I don't know how it happens, but I do believe, like, on a weekly basis, we'll see, you know, John Rahm playing against Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka playing against Scottie Scheffler. I think that happens, within the next 10 years. I don't think it's any time, like, imminent, but within the next 10 years.
Okay, next one up here on Cop or Drop. I know the NFL draft is coming up next week. Cop or Drop, the first four picks in the NFL draft will be quarterbacks.
Drop. This is part of the life cycle.
Yeah.
Every year about this time, like the top five picks are all quarterbacks. I think the most we've ever seen is three. I could be convinced three. I don't think four.
I think definitely three.
Unless some, because right now, like, all right, let's go. First two, definite. I think Caleb Williams to the Bears is locked and loaded ever since they traded Justin Fields. Second, Washington is their soup du jour, their flavor of the day. It's Jaden Daniels or it's Drake May. Three, with New England. New England's always beat to their own drum. They could go Marvin Harrison Jr. or someone else that is looking at Arizona at four and saying they're definitely going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. that wants to jump them could trade up to three to take Marvin Harrison Jr. I think four with Arizona, I think that's Marvin Harrison Jr. if he's there. And if he's not, that means we're already not having four quarterbacks drafted. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is really gosh darn good. And the Cardinals desperately need a number one wide receiver for Kyler Murray. They've dabbled with DeAndre Hopkins. Hollywood Brown was there for a little bit. They even moved on from Rondale Moore. So yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr. sounds like a top four pick to me.
All right. Next one up here on Cop or Drop. We've seen some NFL teams decide to pick up fifth-year options on contracts for guys, or rookies that were drafted in the first round back in the 2021 year, the 2021 draft. J.C. Horn was the 2021 first-round draft pick for the Carolina Panthers. Cop or drop that the Carolina Panthers pick up J.C. Horn's fifth-year option?
I think they should, so cop.
Cop that he will?
For the simple reason of they need to create value, and not picking him up, I mean, obviously, you could end up paying him money that you don't think he's worth, which is the big, like, that's the thing you're afraid of. But having years of control on a young player, if he plays 14 games this year, suddenly that fifth-year option becomes a massive asset for you if you wanted to move him. If you, like, what you don't want to have happen is have you run out of your control contractually over him right as he puts in a complete season, because it only takes one. The NFL does not have long memories. They don't. You put in one good season, the market is like, you're great. I love you. I knew it all along. Case in point, Jordan Love. Jordan Love was the guy that couldn't get on the field. He played one game and didn't play well. Last year, early in the season, it was like, I don't know. He had a hot stretch down the end. Everyone was like, this guy's the greatest quarterback to ever live. The NFL does not have long memories. So what you don't want to do is not pick up J.C. Horn's fifth-year option. Have him play the one good season, and then you don't have the opportunity to wait it out and see what you want to do on a long-term deal. Everything gets accelerated. So I think, is it a risk? Yeah, but I think it's one that you definitely, it's worth taking.
He's that good. He's that
when
talented.
When he plays, he's
good. So good.
When so he plays, good. That's a big caveat.
When he plays. But it's, again, we're not talking about a player that's, he's okay. You know, we can move on him after a year. It's not like, you know, Chase Young up in Washington.
If he avoids just major injuries this year, like he could miss a couple games with a dislocated finger or something. like if he plays 14 games of the 17, I think his value goes through the roof and you're definitely going to want to have control of that player.
Cop or drop? Carolina Panthers move up into the latter part of the first round.
Drop. What would they give up?
He'll be like 33 and like a fifth or something like that to move up to like pick 29 maybe.
It is wild how they've let fifth round picks become so important to their plan.
Oh, yeah.
Like they need to hit on probably two day three picks as people that they, you know, they don't have to be like star contributors, but people they trust on an NFL field, which not many teams want to take day three picks and put them right into. Puka Nacua is not normal.
You could do it with like a running back.
Sure. Maybe. Yeah,
maybe. Some running backs you can plug in like fifth round.
You want to see them at training camp before you budget them into the plan.
Sure.
They need to budget them into the plans. Like, they just they don't have the picks to give up. Here's what I think the Panthers do in the latter half of the second or the first round. I don't know where they'll be. I don't know who they'll be talking to, but they'll be sitting together with their fingers crossed going, come on, come on, come on, fall to us, fall to us, fall to us. Okay, they weren't picked with that pick. Come on, come on, come on, fall. They're just like, they're like the rest of us. They're just hoping. Just sitting there watching the first round going, I hope, I hope, I hope, I hope. Hope's not a strategy, but it's all they have in the first round. Just hope someone they have a first round grade on falls to them at 33.
All right, final one here.
Let's do it.
I'm actually going to shift gears to the NBA because we have NBA play-in games tonight.
That we do.
Including the Lakers at the Pelicans. Pelicans feature a couple former Duke players, Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson. Mm-hmm. A lot of local ties down to the New Orleans Pelicans. The Pelicans miss the playoffs as a whole. That means they lose tonight against the Lakers and they lose to the winner of the Kings Warriors. Pelicans miss the playoffs. Cop or drop.
Gosh, you put me in a tough spot.
I did.
I don't like betting against two gentlemen by the name of LeBron James and Steph Curry. But I probably think, no, you know what? Pelicans beat one of them. No.
Okay.
I'm saying the Pelicans make the postseason. They're like low key having a nice little resurgence. Those two Duke guys are good. Zion is special. I think the Pelicans can pull it off.
It's interesting. There's so much conversation this leading up into the season, rightfully so, about Zion, his health, and you know his weight and things along those lines. The guy played 70 games this season, averaging over 31 minutes a game, and put up just under 23 points a game to go with like nearly 6 rebounds and 5 assists.
I mean, he wasn't as prodigious as some of the numbers from early in his career, but you're right, he did play, which. And was around for a lot of games, which matters. I think we're all kind of hoping for that Lakers-Golden State play-in game. Mm-hmm. I hate the play-ins, just so everybody knows. I don't think it's fair. But that one Lakers-Golden State play-in game where LeBron did the whole, like, I saw three hoops, so I shot at the middle one. And he hit the clincher. It's a pretty fun game to watch, so... Pelicans beat the Lakers, then we get Golden State against the Lakers with a postseason spot on the line.
It's weird about these games, these playing games for the NBA, is that they're not considered postseason games or playoff game when it comes to stats, but they're also not regular season games. Like, so where do the stats lie in terms of like a career?
The problem for me is like, okay, the GOAT debate is overdone, right?
It's dumb.
But it happens constantly. And guess what? LeBron gets a postseason. I don't care if you think it's a playoff stat or if it's a regular season. It's postseason because it's after the regular season. Postseason. He gets a postseason elimination game buzzer-beating winner to put in his like highlight film when you're having these comparisons that he didn't earn. To get a elimination game buzzer beater, you got to make it to game 7. You got to make the postseason and then win 3 games. He gets one for free because he was kind of mediocre on the bubble of getting in the postseason for a year. It artificially makes big moments. And for better or worse, part of how we judge players is how they perform in big moments. And I want them to be authentic big moments. I don't want them to be artificial, cooked up in a lab, experimental big moments. I want them to be actual big moments. So with that being said, if Zion, like, you know, dunks with no time on the clock to win the game tonight, I'm 100% going to go, what a performance in a big moment. You can't avoid it.